Welcome to Shortcuts, a weekly online broadcast brought to you by IBM Workplace. Together with the industry experts, we're here to help you get the most of everyday internet and email tools to make your life online more productive and more fun. If you've got a question, we'll find the answer. Just write us at cuts@us.ibm.com. I'm George Faulkner.
And I'm Jennifer Clemente. This week's question comes to us from Casey in Boston, and he writes, how do I know my instant messaging conversation is confidential, especially when I'm at work?
On the phone with us today from IBM Lotus is Penny Sharfman, who is a Power IM user and is an expert in corporate IM usage. Thanks for joining us, Penny.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Do you think you can answer this question?
I would like to try. It's a very common question. I think everybody wants to know, now that instant messaging has become so popular and its usage so pervasive, everybody wants to know who's listening in. Let me start by just clarifying that there are two different kinds of instant messaging networks. There are the kind that are built for businesses, the enterprise-ready networks like Lotus SameTime that IBM sells, and then there are the public or the consumer networks that I'm sure you're all familiar with, AOL and Yahoo and so on. Enterprise instant messaging is encrypted so that nobody really can be eavesdropping in. Nobody is watching your messages as they go across the network. Public networking, typically, public IM networks typically are not encrypted. And so you really don't know if anybody has the capability of getting into those. One caveat that I would offer is that you do have the ability for enterprise solutions like SameTime. The company does have the ability to log the instant messages at the server. Typically, that's done for compliance purposes, for auditing and tracking purposes. And those logs, there is the ability to go and retrieve those logs and for authorized personnel to be able to access them. So I guess there's a message in here that you ought to be careful what it is that you type.
So should users look at instant messaging similar to how they've been learning to use email?
Yeah, that is an excellent analogy. I think years ago there was the telephone, and everything was really done by telephone, and then fax, and then email evolved and became very pervasive in our society. Nobody can live in business these days without email. And over time, you've kind of gotten accustomed to what are the types of things that you actually want to put in writing. Understanding that your email message could be forwarded on to somebody else's. By now, you've pretty much established a good sense of what it is that you put in writing, who you share things with, what caveats you might want to even put into that email. And I think that instant messaging is along the same path, where at first it was, you know, infrequently utilized, then as it just, you know, became an invaluable business tool and people started using it every single day. And you know, here at IBM, we send something like 4 million instant messages a day, and it just became so pervasive, people have established their own norms. You know, you think about what it is that you want to say. You know that somebody might, for example, cut and paste your dialogue with them into an email. They might share it with other people. If you don't want your words to be misinterpreted or misused by somebody they weren't intended for, that's up to you to decide what you actually type.
Well, thanks, Penny, for helping us learn more about how to get more out of IM and how to be more appropriate in our usage of it.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Penny.
Instant message me anytime.
For a transcript of today's show, visit us on the web at ibm.com/shortcuts. There you'll find more information on this week's topic.
And again, if you've got a question for our experts, write us at cuts@us.ibm.com. From all of us at Shortcuts, thanks for listening.